FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 729. 66 degrees on our way to 93 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas. That can only mean one thing. It is time for our first Friday Art Walk in the month of August. Kat, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi there.
Guys?
Good, good. Kayla, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. And the way it sounds, the way the weather looks here, Kayla, no issues at all for Art Walk activities here tonight.
Yeah, I think that Mother Nature knows how hard these artists work to put together, you know, a nice presentation for everyone, and she's just like, okay, we're going to have good weather tonight. So we're very thankful for that.
All right, we'll get to mapping out our route here in just a second. But first, Kayla, presenting venue, presenting sponsor tonight.
Our presenting venue is Mulready's Pub. They are hosting our semi-annual pet portrait show. We had 30 entries this year, all very adorable. So it's people from the community who have done paintings or drawings, or there's some collage portraits of their beloved pets. So those are all on display at Mulready's Pub. This month is being sponsored by ESB Financial. We're incredibly appreciative of all of their support over the years. The whole crew is going to be out in front of Mulready's tonight. They're going to be doing a lot of giveaways, a lot of fun activities for adults and kiddos. So, yeah, make sure to come out and talk to the ESB people and head on into the pub and grab a drink and look at some pet portraits.
Sounds good to me.
That's a great plan to me. All right, Kayla, let's talk about where else our artists will be.
All right. So we have 13 venues this month. At DeStyle is going to be Annalie Nicklin. The Emporia Arts Center is featuring an exhibition called Life in a Small Town. That's a combo show between the Emporia Camera Club and the Flint Hills Artist Guild. Lots of good artwork on display there. ESU Epic Art Gallery is hosting Zoe Gillis's, I believe this is her, she just finished grad school, so this is her thesis exhibition entitled Out in the Open. Friends of the Library will be hosting Chad the Breadman and having their big book sale tonight, and then that continues tomorrow. Laura Spencer will be at Gravel City Roasters. Hannah Worthen is going to be at L&L Pets. Plum Bazaar is hosting Sam Banks. Sacred Leaf, this is their second time being on the Art Walk. They are hosting a brand new artist, Amanda Meek. Grace Finau is going to be at Sweet Granada. Marcus Hansen at the Axe Shed. The Third Space is hosting Moon Castro, and then Trox Gallery and Gifts is hosting Abby Segovia, and this is her, she's an ESU student, and this is her senior thesis show. So lots of good art in those 13 venues.
13 venues. Kat, looks like a pretty exciting lineup once again here this month, huh?
It is going to be a good lineup, and the weather's going to be great. There's lots of different kinds of art. Some multimedia, some artists, there's magnets, there's stickers, there's paintings, drawings, watercolor. So really a good variety for tonight.
Kat, I was going to ask, kind of riffing off of Kayla's point here, how much work is really taking place behind the scenes to set this up for, you know, basically taking place for a few hours every month? How much work are you guys doing with the artists, with the marketing, like the marketing side, the business partners, maybe bringing new people in here for an art walk every month?
It never stops. It is always going. There's always connections being made. We're always looking at partnerships. We're always looking at opportunities to coordinate art between, you know, our higher ed institutions and the Community Arts Alliance. And marketing, we just want to showcase what's going on. So that's always happening, too, on social media. So if you're not following us on Facebook and Instagram, you should. So, for sure.
All right. Well, Kat, for those who may not be familiar with the First Friday Art Walk, can't imagine that's the case. But, again,
really?
Let's roll out how this all works.
Well, the Art Walk starts at 5 p.m. in downtown Emporia. Go to any one of the participating venues to pick up a passport. Then you take it around and check out art and visit venues and have your passport stamped. And if you visit the presenting venue plus seven others for eight total and turn in your passport by 8 p.m., you can be entered in a drawing to win a passport prize. And if you visit all 13 venues, you'll also be entered in a drawing to win a $50 Main Street gift certificate. So it pays to get your passport stamped.
Definitely does. Kayla, let's talk about, you know, maybe one other reason why folks should stop by the Art Walk here today.
Well, I think, you know, it's really important to support the local artists that are coming out. We've got a lot of new artists on the Art Walk tonight and a lot of younger artists. So I think it's just really important for them to see that, hey, you know, this is something that's supported by the community and this, you know, like I said earlier, they work so hard to set up these displays for people to come look at. And so, it's just very rewarding for them when people come out and have meaningful engagement, and then they can go home and be re-energized to make new work or, you know, to do something a little different. So it's just real important that people come out and are supporting the artists.
Emporia's First Friday Art Walk this evening, beginning at 5 p.m. Get out and be a part of this great cultural experience here in Emporia. Kayla, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Kat, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Kat Dorcas, Kayla Mock. Emporia's First Friday is this evening. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, next week is open, so we'll be filling that here a little bit later on today. But you can claim one of those spots for your event or an activity by simply calling.